Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone had a terrific week, and most importantly, you found time to pray to Jesus. To me, there is nothing more important than prayer, because it's through prayer that we get to speak directly to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. Prayer lets us build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and woes, and we let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. For too many years, I was a person with very little faith. I hardly went to church, and I didn't pray. Luckily, in 2010, through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about we are not to judge, and that as Christians, we're obligated to accept everyone for who they are, because we are all God's people. The only judge is our Lord. On today's show, we're going to have a very special guest, Edgar Sandoval, the CEO of World Vision, a global organization that is doing amazing work helping others. But before we get to Edgar, I wanted to talk about today's topic, why family is necessary. Each of us was brought into this world with a mother and a father. We may have siblings, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Some of us are close to our families, while some of us are not. We often hear about siblings in disputes, or the aunt or uncle no one in the family likes. Yet, as Christians, the laws and commands of our God are very clear. We are to love everyone as our Lord loves us. We have to understand why family is important, why it matters, and why family is necessary. When we are born, we rely 100% on whoever is raising us. They feed us, clothe us, and take care of our every need. Through these actions, we learn to love them. As we grow older, we should be taught the values of right and wrong, and hopefully receive the necessary introduction to our faith, learning about our Lord and what it means to be a Christian. We should also receive the sacraments of baptism, First Communion, and confirmation. Without our family, these things will not happen. When we reach our teenage years, we start to develop ideas and opinions about who we are and the world we live in. We may also choose our path with where we want to wind up in life, what career path we will take, what might require college, and where we wish to eventually live. All of these thoughts can be guided and shared with our family. Once again, without family, it's not likely we could achieve much on our own. In the Bible, it says, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. This Bible verse supports what I have just said, stating that it is our family that teaches us what we need to know, and no matter how old we become, we will always be part of our family. But each of us has to understand our responsibility to our family, making sure we see them often, forgive them for whatever wrongs we feel they may have done to us, and accept them for who they are with love and respect, because as Christians, we are obligated to do so through the laws and commands of our God. Understanding why family is necessary is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is why family is necessary. When we become adults, many of us start a family of our own, and the cycle continues. But no matter how busy we are and occupied with our needs, we should never forget the family we came from. That is not the Christian way. We should make the effort to visit our parents and provide for their needs, no matter how burdensome that may feel. Yes, there will be times when that will be very hard with scheduling conflicts or perhaps dealing with great distances, but regardless, we must make the effort as often as we can, because that is what our Lord expects of us. And when we are elderly, we will want our family to visit us. Family is necessary. The first song I'm going to play today is a fun and upbeat song with a simple message. The song is called Just Say a Prayer. When I wrote this song, I thought about the many opportunities we have throughout the day to say a prayer to Jesus. We all have so much to be grateful for, but too often we take those things for granted. In the verses, we hear how easy it is to become distracted without seeing the needs of others because we are too focused on our own lives. Then in the chorus, we hear how simple it is just to stop and say a quick prayer. Please listen now to my song, Just Say a Prayer.
See the world, there are so many times we're watching those living challenging lives, yet we go about our way, nothing to say, thinking we're fine. But what can we do for the people in need? Something so easy, it's hard to believe. We've got to just say a prayer for all those whom we should pray for. We've got to just say a prayer to have the Lord help them endure. We've got to just say a prayer to give our thanks and devotion. Stop and show him we can just say a prayer. Every day is filled with those who cry, yet we don't stop to think, our eyes don't even blink, we think we're fine. But what can we do for the people in need? Something so easy, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe. We've got to
attention. Stop and show.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com.
And now I would like to introduce a very special guest, Edgar Sandoval, the CEO of World Vision, a wonderful organization doing incredible work across the globe. Hi, Edgar. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
Hello, Art. I'm delighted to be with you today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. Edgar, let's begin by having you tell us a little bit about World Vision and what your organization does.
Absolutely. World Vision, we are celebrating our 75th anniversary this year. Mm-hmm. We are a Christian humanitarian organization with an international presence in nearly 100 countries, including many of the most vulnerable and fragile locations around the world where it's the hardest to be a child. In these places, for these innocent children, we provide food aid, disaster relief, mm-hmm. clean water, Christian discipleship, and other things that we believe are critical for children to aspire to fullness of life. World Vision has staff around the world, and 99% of our staff live in the countries where we serve. 80% of them actually live in the communities where we work. But here's another thing about World Vision. We also work in the United States, where we support communities impacted by natural disasters. Over the last 5 years, we have responded to more than 40 emergencies right here in the U.S., including the recent Los Angeles wildfires and hurricanes Milton and Helene. It is my joy and my privilege to be part of this movement of God to shine the light of Christ around the world and here in the U.S., Art.
Well, you yourself, you have an inspiring story to share. You came to this country with only your passport and $50, and now you are the CEO of World Vision. Please share your journey with us.
So I was born in the United States to Guatemalan parents. My dad served in the U.S. Army. Airborne 82nd Division. My mom served in the local cafeteria in San Francisco. But when I was four, we moved to Latin America. And that's where I grew up, in Latin America. Now, when I was a teenager there, my family fell apart. Soon, we couldn't afford rent or food. So I had no choice but to leave Latin America and start my life over here in the U.S., a country I really didn't know. Oh, and there was something else I didn't know. The English language. So after working minimum wage jobs like flipping burgers at Burger King, I eventually graduated from Rutgers University with an engineering and sociology degree, then earned an MBA from the Wharton School of Business. I was then recruited to Procter & Gamble, the largest consumer goods company in the world. And Art, I was living the American dream at the time.
Very good.
And about 10 years ago, I joined World Vision in response to a calling my wife and I felt for this ministry. And it's been a wonderful 10 years being part of this amazing movement of God.
That is an amazing story. And I'm sure the Lord certainly had his hand in that, right?
Absolutely.
So I know that World Vision does incredible work around the globe, but can you share a specific experience that you are particularly proud of?
I am thinking about Turkana, Kenya, but first I'll give you a little bit of context. World Vision is the number one distributor for the World Food Program and the largest nonprofit provider of clean water in the world. So we're often supplying food and water to some of the most remote places in the world. That takes me to Turkana, Kenya. It takes multiple plane rides and long, bumpy land rides to get to Turkana, and particularly to this community that was being impacted by the drought. Mm-hmm. And I was so proud to see us handing out critical life-saving food to families. And this food was emblazed with the words from the American people. You see, often the crops that we distribute are bought from U.S. farmers. So it provides them with income and also supports jobs right here in the U.S. through the supply chain. In Turkana, I met a woman named Ekidor. She was a mother of six, and the food ration that we gave her was barely going to be enough for her and her kids. But nonetheless, when she got home, she started to share her food with other neighbors who hadn't yet qualified for food distribution. I was so touched by Ekidor's generosity, and I was proud to work with World Vision, proud to be an American taxpayer who was providing life-saving aid to these remote communities, and proud of Ekidor for her generosity.
Very good. Well, Edgar, how can we find more information about World Vision and learn more about your remarkable organization?
Thank you. Please go to our website, worldvision.org. There you can find all the information about the work that we do here in the U.S. and around the world, and be part of this movement of God that's been going on for 75 years.
That's wonderful. Well, once again, you've been listening to Edgar Sandoval, CEO of World Vision. And I want to thank you, Edgar, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God. Thank you so much for being here with us.
My pleasure.
Today we are talking about why family is necessary. Not all of us have good relationships with our family. We may not get along with a parent, sibling, aunt, or uncle. We may even have good reasons, but as Christians, we must love and respect everyone in our family. So what do we do when we're at odds with a family member? The simple answer is pray. Pray to Jesus and open up to Him about our feelings with a member or members of our family and ask for His help. Let Him know that despite the difficulties, we want to forgive these people, reconcile if possible, and most importantly, take away the bitterness we have in our heart. Soon, we will feel much better, and most importantly, with Jesus on our side, all things are possible. The family member may reach out to us, and before we know it, we have a new and positive relationship with them. Or Jesus may open our eyes and show us the path we can take to make amends. And if nothing can be changed, at least with Jesus guiding us, we will be able to move beyond whatever ill feelings we have. Prayer is our answer for everything, so use it as often as we can and let Jesus guide us to where He wants us to be. The next song I'm going to play is an upbeat worship song called Be a Believer. When I wrote this song, I thought about all that we believe in as Christians and how important that is with our faith. Please listen now to my song, Be a Believer.
And the touch.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the fifth Sunday of Easter. In today's gospel, Jesus shares at the Last Supper a new commandment with the disciples. Love one another as I have loved you. The disciples did not know yet what lay ahead for Jesus and his death, but with this command from Jesus, they understand that when he is no longer with them, they will redirect their love to each other. The psalm for today is Psalm 145, I will praise your name forever. This psalm reminds us of our commitment to our God with our praise, recognizing his greatness, goodness, and kindness. In writing this psalm, I composed both the music and lyrics, basing the lyrics on the ancient text, but modernizing them, making them easier to understand. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 145, I will praise your name forever.
And holy with all that he is. my King and my God.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners, if you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Add Life to Your Days. You can't add days to your life, but you can add life to your days. This quote is a powerful reminder to focus on the quality of the time we have rather than the quantity. Every moment is an opportunity to embrace joy, pursue passions, and connect deeply with others. It encourages us to live intentionally, finding meaning in even the simplest of experiences. While we may not control the length of our journey, we can fill it with love, laughter, and purpose, creating a life that feels rich and fulfilling. It is not about counting the days, but about making every day count. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I want to thank my guest, Edgar Sandoval. And if you'd like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go.